It is time for the Interstate Hour here on RSN Saturday Race Day. And, of course, we kick off this hour with the preview for the Sydney meeting. And we're heading to Randwick for a 10-race program. Let's welcome in the team. First of all, Lizzie Jelfs. Good morning to you, Lizzie.
Good morning, Gareth.
Racing on a good four. And how are you holding up in lockdown? And there's been sacrifices from the racing industry. There's plenty happening at the moment, as a few of the trainers explain this morning, so let's hope everybody stays safe and stays away from this COVID.
Yeah, there's some measures being put in place just to hopefully stop the spread, because obviously one of their trainers, smaller trainers out at Warwick Farm, has tested positive. So it's a case of just battening down the hatches and making sure there's protocols in place, and I think that Racing New South Wales seem to have got on top of it reasonably quickly, so we will just wait and see. It's a bit of a waiting game, I guess, now for the next sort of 48 hours and 40 days. So hopefully everything's okay, but racing continues for now.
And we're playing on a good four today, Lizzie.
Yes, that is exciting, yes. But it's also a little bit of a... It's very hard sometimes when you're doing the form and four horses to go from wet tracks to dry tracks, and we saw that last week with the form very much mixed around. Sometimes it just takes a couple of weeks to really see how these horses are performing on the dry. So hopefully this week can be better than last week.
All right, then the rail's out 12 metres from the 900 to the winning post and 10 for the remainder here, Gator. So how do you think this track will play at Randwick?
It'd be interesting, won't it? I mean, obviously we haven't had dry surface for so long, but the rail's 12 metres, as you mentioned, 900 to the winning post. Now, we had a 9-metre spot here, 1,000 to the winning post last meeting. Now, seven of the winners settled in the first four. Now, a couple of winners did swoop, but they came off a really fast speed. But that was that strong wind day. I think wind cover was probably the key element to most of it. Short and answer, Randwick, good track, rail out. Generally no major disadvantage to be up nearer the speed, but I am expecting run-ons to get their chance if the tempo's there.
All right then, Cozzy, scratchings in the first race at Randwick, and that first race is at 11:20.
Right, the first takeout number 2, Rustic Steel, 3, Joviality, 6, Super Effort, 10, Zoomist, and 12, Sunrise Ruby. 2, 3, 6, 10, and 12.
And this 3-year-old benchmark 72, Gator Skedaddles, the short price favourite, now into $1.85.
Well, our top pick came out at scratching time. We're left with Skedaddle. I think it's short enough, but we're still... was wide first up, still green, just didn't change lead legs. So, you know, still new to it all. I thought the Kenzo win had a lot of merit, really strong on and through the line. Runner-up since some place. I'm not sure that's any major knock. First go dry here, so this may go through the roof, but we are guessing a bit. Brunelli, I thought he was in need of ground first up. He led and battled on. He came again late. Forget the last one, lame. He's a danger and a big one. And Tamerlane, Magic Ruler next. 9-1 from 7-5.
All right, then how have you assessed this first race, Lizzie?
Yeah, look, she does look hard to beat. She does seem quite a progressive type. I've seen quite a bit of her throughout the midweek racing, and I think that she's still learning her craft, as Gator just mentioned. So, you know, she's short for a horse that's learning what it's all about, especially when there's, you know, it's not a terrible field. It's not like she's facing up against horses that... you know, there's not a lack of depth. So I think that she's the obvious one. I thought Magic Ruler would be my second pick. I thought that he presented quite well, obviously, on that heavy track at Rosehill Gardens, and then backed it up with an okay effort behind the Big Easy. So I'd have him somewhere in the mix. And, of course, Veronelli, who gets a perfect run with the blinkers on, up on the pace.
All right, then. So Gator with the favourite, the 9 from the 1, 7, and 5. They're Whiskadaddle, and so is Lizzie, but she's probably too short at the moment there at $1.85. So 9-5-1 there for Lizzie in race number 1. Race number 2 is the highway here, Cozzy. Scratchings?
3, Distillate, number 5, Anubis, €14, say, 15, Rubik's Command, and 16, Sportsman. 3-5, 14, 15, 16.
Mr. Hustle, 4 starts, 3 wins, a lightly raced 5-year-old, comes to town as the $2.80 favourite here in this highway. Philsberg at $8.50. Commando Hunt at $9, Sunrise Ruby at $7.50, and then Dan's Adele is a $7 chance here, Gator. How good is this horse, Mr. Hustle?
Well, it was a terrific win, given he was first up off 93 weeks. Look, a dry track's no issue. But, look, if he has a flat one second up off such a long break, he wouldn't be the first horse in history, especially given that ground was very wet. So I'm not sure I could come in at the price, but it was a really good win. Dan said I wasn't far off that gallop. It probably just peaked late, has a kilo swing, and did win well second up last prep, drawn well for Tommy Berry. So I think at the price, I could lean that way over this favourite. Commando Hunt resumes. Nice trial win. Beat open horses in open class horses in the heat. And Phillipsburg, the other one, in the mix. But they're always tough. 13.826 for me.
All right, then. What's your findings with horses like Mr. Hustle there, Lizzie, that have had a long time off but are so impressive first up when they come around again second up?
Yeah, it's always a bit of a concern, especially he wasn't completely wound up first up. I think that there was still a little bit of improvement, and so that can dent the confidence a bit and just flatten them a little bit second up, especially when they've had such a long time off the scene. He was, you know, they had him as forward as they possibly could get him, but it's all about having that race fitness and the match practice underneath your belt. And he probably just hasn't had that for some time. So he is a bit of a query. If he does win second up, I'd be pretty keen on him moving through the grades quickly. He's one that has obviously got a talented type, you know, four starts, three wins, one minor placing. And if he ticks the box today, and if he turns up in the same sort of condition as last start, then he is going to be hard to beat. But there is that cloud at the back of my mind thinking maybe that second up syndrome might not be perfect for him. I thought of the others. I Am Capitaine could run quite well. He's been working up to getting a win on the board, and Perfect Pitch would be another one who would appreciate getting back on top of the ground.
All right, then let's have a look at race number three for the mares. It's a benchmark 78 over the 1800 metres, Cozzy.
Only scratching here is the emergency 11, Rocolto, number 11, comes out.
We've got Zing at $7.50. Last Chevalier, Kiramar, gave her a good push this morning on the first word at $2.50. So Wicked at $5. Bring the Ransom at $7.50. And then we go to My Demetra at $8.50 here, Gator.
Look, I think Last Chevalier deserves to be fair. Just a dominant win last time. Whenever she draws a gate, they put her in the race. She was beaten 2 runs ago, but she drew out, went back, and ran on really well against, you know, mostly the race pattern. So she can run really good figures. I'm not worried about a dry track. Bring the Ransom, beat a handy one last time with a good gap to third, and that third horse is Paper Warrior, who's flying. The fast pace set up a fast time in that race also. Now, she's back to her own sex, and she's won 3 times on top of the ground. So Bring the Ransom is a big danger to La Chevalier, in my humble. Zing's got a little weight advantage, 2 kilos on La Chevalier, but has to make up a bit of ground. And So Wicked next. 2, 4, 1, 3 for me.
Can the Victorian mare, we'll call her Victorian because I know that Kieran and David have got a Warwick Farm stable, Lizzie, but can she do it again?
Yep, she can do it again, but she isn't as good on the dry as she is on the wet. So that's the only premise that I would go into it. A horse that's flying at the moment and on a purely looks basis is Bring the Ransom. So I'm going to go her way ahead of Le Chevalier just based on what I saw of them both last start. There's no improvement in Le Chevalier. She is at the peak of her condition. She's just got to maintain her physique, and obviously she's still good on good tracks, but she's much, much better on a wet track. And Bring the Ransom, as far as she's come back this preparation, she's really been progressing along nicely. So I'm going to have her on top. So I'll go with 4-1 and pop in the 10, My Demetra, who will run a really honest race again.
All right, then. So is it 4 from La Chevalier or Sing for second?
Yeah, sorry, 4 from 2, La Chevalier.
All right, then. So Gators with the 2 from the 4-1. And at 3, let's have a look at race number 4, a benchmark 78 over the 1,800 metres, Cozzy.
Take out the 7, Spanish Point, and 11, Cognac, 7 and 11.
All right, then, let's have a look at the market here. You've got Criminal Code that's had support at $5.50, but Dush is the market leader at $4.40, Omudgy at $8.50, Mr. G, who's in some winning form at the moment, at $4.80. And then we go to Benthacourt at $5.50, Savvy Legend at $8. And Niami down the bottom there with McDonald aboard for Chris Waller is a $11 chance there, Gator.
Yeah, well, Criminal Code's first up run was absolutely outstanding. Worst part of the track, clear forgive run, second up lame. Silly price last time, and too good. My first reaction watching that was, well, he can win again. He does draw a bit awkwardly, so this track pattern will be interesting. I think Mr. G is some sort of danger. Wore down Margie V, who then won, and beat a key rival here in Bethancourt. And a very good win, Kenzo Track from the back. He's sort of one running away. Now, the runner-up came at one midweek again as well. Savvy Legend's the other one in the mix for me, and there's Bethancourt, who must have a case. Next best, 1, 5, 9, and 8.
All right, then, Lizzie.
Mr. G, he just had really improved last start on the Kensington track previous to his Canterbury win, and I expect him to continue on that vein of form, and he's just ready to hit top gear and going into Saturday grade. So I'd have Mr. G on top from Criminal Code, who's just the gate, a little bit of a concern for me. And then I'd pop in the 10 Silent Agenda, who ran really well last start.
All right, then. So 1, 5, 9, and 8 there for Gator, and 5, 1, 10. For Lizzie, let's have a look at race number 5, 1,300 metres the trip, benchmark 72, Cozzy.
Take out 11, Liz Dunvana, 13, Real Key, and 14, Hard Lady. 11, 13, and 14.
Catapult at $4.60, third up this preparation. Lord Zoolander is a $10 chance. Zorro Cat's the favourite at $2.60. Metro Legend at $10. And Rock My Wand, given a strong chance as well for Matty Smith and Tommy Berry, Gator at $6.50.
I think it's a fair price. Rock My Wand, $6.50. Stuck on the one win is a little query, but has tackled and run well in some really strong races. Had a fair task last time, back and wide off a slow speed. I think we'll forgive that one. And prior to that, was never on the track. So I think Tommy Berry up from a good draw, and we get away from those really wet tracks. So pretty keen, runs well. Might be more in each way, given the lack of winning strike rate there. Zarek had a strong win last time. The pattern did help. And she loves it wet, but she's been in the Quinella 4 or 5 on top of the ground. And Ashman, just too wet for him first up. He actually ran well given that. He's a much better horse when they lead anyway, and has won twice second up. All 7 wins on top of the ground. I think it's the big value improver, Ashman. And Lord Zoolander, don't like the gate, but good win last time. 10-6-1-3.
You've talked me into it, Gator. Something each way at $23, Ashman.
Okay. Good
all
luck,
right, 23 and 5, Lizzie. Do you give Ashman a chance?
I haven't got him in my numbers initially, but I'll wait to have a look at him when yep. he has it that comes into the yard. But I think that I just can't see a lot of speed in this race. So that just points me towards a horse like Zorro Cat, who draw me inside. You'll be holding your breath the last 100 metres, but he's really, really tough and always puts, you know, her best foot forward. And as Gage said, she's got a really good record. So I'm happy to go her way, and I just don't think there's a lot of depth in this race overall. I popped in Catapult, who's working up to definitely running in the top 3, and then I popped in Rock My Wand as well, just based on previous form, and she's working up to. I still think she's actually, I'm not sure whether she's a better dry track or a wet track, since she won so well on a heavy track at Rosehill at the start of her career, but she certainly hasn't sort of reached those heights quite yet again, but this race lacks a bit of depth.
So 10, 6, 1 and 3 there for Gator, and Lizzie likes the 6, Zorro Cat on top from the 2 and 10. Let's have a look at race number 6 on the program over the 1,500 metres, the benchmark 78.
4, Betcha Flying, 7, Naomi and 12, Selsonic come out, 4, 7 and 12.
Of course, Betcha Flying looks tough to beat. Dean Lester tipping her on top in race 6 there at Moonee Valley today. Mr. Tipler, the Victorian visitor for the Busset and Young Camp at $11, Canasta's at $2.70. Dick Whittington's at $12, Monagal at Farm, $10 there, then Cafe Royale at $8.50. Think Free is a $7 chance, and Wairi Falls down the bottom there is the strong second elect here at $3.90, Gator.
Had trouble with the race. Came back to Canasta, who had a torrid lead last time. They were duelling for the lead, this horse and Tory Joy. They went 13.5 lengths above the average. Still held on really well given that. Now, was able to split Oscar Zulu and Cisco Bay prior to that at this trip. Now, I think that's good form for a 78 class of race. The query for 61, you know, that's a lot of weight. Anyway, it landed that way. Cafe Royale, I think, is the oldest and perhaps a danger. Had a query on her at 1600 last time, but we're not much wiser given the speed she had to chase. No shock that was a sweeper's race. Criminal Code won it and probably has run well earlier today again by now. Worry Falls, doesn't win often, but J-Mac up, good draw. Has the Oscar Zulu form. And Mr. Tipper's going well. I think they've missed him market-wise. He should be shorter than that, in my very humble. 2, 8, 11, 1.
All right, then, Lizzie, what are you doing here in the 6th race?
Yeah, I found it a difficult race to decipher as well. I've gone purely on what I've seen previously, and I put the 10 on top, Think Free. I thought that it was certainly a good run the last couple of, certainly the last run at Randwick when I saw her, and then the way that she's been working up to building up to that run last start at Grafton and Kempsey, I thought those were two good performances as well. So I'm happy to go with her on top. From a race where you could have a number of different selections, obviously Canasta is going to be riding the finish with his on-pace racing style, as long as that last start performance hasn't flattened him. Cafe Royale also, she's racing consistently without winning her last couple of starts. And I'm interested to see how the three Dick Whittington parade, obviously the horse that's from overseas, having his first run, but the two trials have been quite nice. And if he parades well and looks well, he's certainly got a chance in a race like this.
All right, then. So Gator with Canasta in a tough race, the two from the 8, 11 and 1. And Lizzie with Think Free, the 10 for Chris Lees and Jason Collett. So 10, 2, 8 and 3 for Lizzie. Race 7, Benchmark 88 is the first leg of the latter quaddie over the 1,400 metres here, Cozzy.
Put out the 3, Mr. Tipler, and 8, Blondeau, 3 and 8.
New arrangement at $5.50. Surf Dance at $4. And then we go down to Mirror Vision at $12, Legay Soleil at $5, Vintesse is a $9 chance, and Madam Legend at $3.70, Not Faint Hearted is given an each-way hope as well at $16 here, Gator.
Interesting. Legay Soleil, $11 Wednesday, into $5, a bit of change now. It's pretty thin all of a sudden. Anyway, we'll stick with what we tipped, eh? I'm happy to forget the last one on that bog track, bias track. She was 4 foot, well, 40. Prior to that, she held her ground well behind Nudge in a stakes race. Nudge is airborne. Looked a good thing licked before that, Kenzo track. Now they draw in dry ground, blinkers on. Wrong price tab, I think. Win, lose, or draw, $11. Madam Legend, terrific trial before quickening nicely to be an informed horse first up. 5 weeks off, steps to 1,400, and been scratched a few times. So not sure what's going on there. New arrangement, certainly can win. 59. Kilos back to 1,400, little query. And Surf Dancer just might have led too slowly last time. Frito Dryer, I think I'll let this horse roll a bit more. 6, 9, 1, 2.
This is an interesting race, Lizzie.
Yeah, it depends a lot on the pace of the race. Surf Dancer did lead last start, and I thought that I had him as my on top selection. I probably just went off one run too early with him. He just wasn't quite seasoned enough, so I'm going to lean his way prior to having a look at him in the yard today. So I go with Surf Dancer on top. Got Dream Circle. He's still going really well. His form doesn't probably suggest that his last couple of runs, but I think that on a dry track he's going to be riding a race like this, so he will go in for second spot. Madam Legend, Sister Gates is a little bit awkward for her and she's got to come back, so if there is plenty of pace on, then to be finishing over the top of them. I think she's the strongest finisher. And, of course, Legay Soleil, obviously, with those blinkers on, drawn inside. And she's been looking pretty well when I saw her in the last start at Randwick at the Winter Stakes. But I think Surf Dancer is quite a nice horse, and I'm happy to go with his way.
All right, then. So it goes with the 6 from the 9, 1 and 2. And Lizzie with Surf Dancer, the 2 from the 4, 9 and 6. Benchmark 72 over the 1,000 is race 8, Cozzy.
Right, number 6, Centrefire comes out along with 11, Zellify, 13, Nikki Song, 15, Perlant and 16, Advance Party. 6, 11, 13, 15, 16.
Van Gier's the top there, the 1's at $13, De Grawen at $6.50, Nikolai Beagle at $7, Renlap's Gems a $7 chance as well. The Neon Knight at $10, Mr. Yore at $6, Six Guns the favourite at $4.20 here, Duchess is at $12, and even Battleground down the bottom there first up is an each-way hope at $14 there, Gator.
Look, I've lent to Mr. Yore. It was a really good return. It's no match for the flying Abelardi. I'm missing quick time. This horse was able to win a 64 grade of race second up on dry ground, last prep at 1,000. And then one again with weight after that. Six Guns, well, carted 62 kilos. Kenzo beat all but Kinlock. Went down swinging last time. It was a better race to be a run-on horse. The second horse was Fast Coney. He's come out one really well since. Just the gate is awkward. De Gruen, back to the 1,000's the key. And hasn't seen the dry ground since the debut run. So it should be interesting. And Nicoli Bridge was a forgivable run last time. Definitely. 4, 9, 2, 3.
Another really competitive race here, Lizzie.
Very competitive, and there looked to be a lot of speed on paper as well. I just thought at the price I would put Van Gies on top. From my And looks-wise, he doesn't look any better this preparation. He just has not gone backwards. He's one of the best turned-out horses I've seen throughout this winter circuit. And at the $13, I know we've got to take the risk of whether she's going to be able to perform back on top of the ground, but she has won two races on top of the ground, so it's I think she'll be fine. And the fact that she's a mare in form, and at the $13, I'm happy to go her way. From the 9, Six Gun, who has the blinkers on, obviously that's going to be interesting to see how he sort of presents and parades. He's a bit of a hothead. He's got plenty of talent, but he just takes a long time to really settle down and put his best foot forward. And Gator's on top selection. This all goes in for third spot.
All right, then. So Gator likes the 8 from the 9, 2 and 3. And Lizzie with the 1 at a good each-way price. Van Gies at the $13 from the 9 and the 8. Race number 9, the benchmark 88 over the 1,100 metres here, Cozzy.
Put a line through 8, Hulk, and 11 on Florage. 8 and 11.
Is it Space Boys Day to Day? Is the favourite at $4. Iron Power at $6. Best Stone, $7. Our Bellagio Miss, as Gator pointed out, in fine form at the moment at $5. Valenquenta's first up. He's at $8.50. Broken Arrow's at $9.50. And Just Field at $12. As you mentioned on Thursday with our game plan, Gator, on RSN Central, this is a beauty, this race.
Yeah, it's a good little race, isn't it? I think Valenquenta, late season 3-year-old, can run really well here. Hasn't trialled in Sydney, but a couple of jump outs at Flemington looked terrific. And had No Oak first up last time in. Ran Muntasira at a 0.2 of a length prior to that. Look, I'm surprised the odds he is. I'm going to tip him and back him. Space Boy was a really nice trial before a good return. Only collared late up the straight. Flemington gave 7.5 kilos to the winner. And now Bellagio Miss Airborne gets a bit harder at the weights, but she draws for a good run again. And Best Stone beat Space Boy in the trial and went well also. 7, 1, 6 and 5.
All right, then. What are you doing here, Lizzie?
Oh, this is another one. I found the latter part of the program. There's sort of plenty of ways you can play the race. I'm going to go Bellagio Miss again. She's airborne, as Gator said, but she's got to transition that wet track form onto the dry. But she's just one of those horses that when she's a mare, I love these mares when they hit their form over this winter period and they invariably hold it. So that's the sort of narrative I'm heading on. So she goes on top. I'm interested to see how Iron Power presents. I know he's back on the dry track today, so that's obviously a positive. But I'm looking to see how he's sort of, you know, how he's moving. He had that big gap in between runs. So if he's back to his best, he's definitely in a race like this. Best Stone trial was excellent, absolutely flying. Looks like at the trials, just has to bring that to race day. And, of course, this field will be hitting the line stronger as well. So plenty of ways to play this race, but I'm going with our Bellagio Miss.
All right, then. So 7, 1, 6, 5 there for Gator and Lizzie with the 6. Our Bellagio Miss over the 2 and 5. Let's have a look at the final event, 1,300 metres, benchmark 78.
All right, we put out 9, Shatira. Also 13, Vitesse, a late one at Stewart's Advice at 7:44. And number 12, Think Freak. So the numbers are 9, 12 and 13 out of race 10.
Cordia's come up the favourite at $4. Cuban Royale at $6. Snitzify at $8.50. Knight of Power at $9. He's a Hot Shot at $6.50. Range is at $5. And then we go to Escaped at $6. Paul Snowden this morning on the First Word gave both his gallopers a good chance, especially Range's there, Gate, around that $5 quote.
Yeah, it's an interesting race, isn't it? He's a Hot Shot. I think the dry track's the key here. Had good backing last time, soft 5. Not much peace in the lead. Still kicked away, beaten late. Even drier again here. All 5 of his wins have been on bone dry tracks. Cordia caught wide first up. 7 weeks off into last start. Went back off a crawling tempo. So had No Hope. It's the big improver, I think. Knight of Power and Cuban Royale are certainly in the game. On similar form lines. I went 7, 1, 6 and 3 home.
All right, then 7, 1, 6 and 3 there for Gator. Lizzie, what are you doing in the last?
I think it's pretty simple. If he gets an easy run up in front, he's a Hot Shot, then he's going to be very hard to run down. But if Blankster and Escape decide to go forward and give him a bit of hassle, then it really sets it up for these types of horses who like to run on, the horses like Knight of Power. Rangers, obviously, hitting the line strongly as well. Cuban Royale, he's definitely a better horse this preparation. Just keeping him to the sprinting trips and not trying to stretch him out physically. He looks a lot stronger type. So it's all about how the race is going to be run. I'm sort of anticipating there's going to be a bit more speed on paper than what's expected. So in that way, I'm going to go with Knight of Power on top. I'll pop in Schnitzer 5 for second. He's a hot shot. He ran very well. As I said, he can win this race if there's not a lot of speed. And as I said before, Cuban Royale is absolutely flying this time around. And he's going to be right in the finish too.
All right, then. So 6.573 there for Lizzie in the last. And Gator, of course, with the 7 from the 1.63. Lizzie, what would be your best maybe today?
Yeah, really tough day to sort of single one out and have one on top. But I think I'm looking at a race in the staying race, Mr. G, race 4, number 5. I think he's the horse to beat.
All right then, Lizzie, enjoy your day. Thanks for your time as always.
Thanks, guys.
There's Lizzie Jelfs there. Gator, your best bet and a quaddy, please, if that's okay.
Yep, I'm going to stick with La Chevrolet. So Roundwick race 3, number 2. Not overly worried about the drier ground. So we'll make it the best on the big 10 race card. Quaddy wise, race 7, first leg, La Gay Soleil, Madam Legend, new arrangement, Surf Dance, hopefully gets us through. So 6, 9, 1 and 2. Second leg, Miss Dior, 6 Gun De Groen, and Nicole Beagle, those numbers are 8, 9, 2 and 3. And Valaquenta, that top pick, race 9, but Space Boy, Avalanche, Miss Best Stone, Iron Power, all go in. 7, 1, 6, 5 and 2. And coming home with He's a Hot Shot, Cordia, a Knight of Power, just 7, 1 and 6 home.
All right, then. Do you have a special for us at Adelaide, Gator?
See, I knew you were going to ask.
Yes,
that.
I know.
And heavy track in Adelaide. Our best was in... so I think our value was race 4, number 11, Chosen Blonde. Certainly handled the ground. And 6x3, De Niro, race 6, number 3. And Niro will make our best there, mate.
All right, then enjoy your day. I apologise because the triathlon is on at the moment there in the Olympics. I think it's the women's triathlon anyway, Gator. So you were stiff not to qualify,
yeah,
but you can go back and enjoy it now.
Yeah, no, it's great watching, isn't it? Thanks, I shall.